would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I had a busy day, but productive. This is the automatically deleted husband still pursuing reconciliation with his wife. And as I mentioned yesterday, I missed out on my four hugs a day minimum. So my lady, I need your help. Other thing I watched today that I mentioned was a video also by Genesis Apologetics. If I were Satan, I would. And it was very good. I did send the link to that. The idea, again, because of the fact that, when I studied it and it became very clear, the first part of creation is time itself. And that concept just really, really sunk in with me. Because to think of it, there's nothing before that. And then, of course, when you add to the because I've discussed this now for years with several people, that, at that moment of creation, Jesus Christ was there. It's not that he became real in Mary's womb. That's Islam. He became real and was real from the beginning. So when he saw the creation and saw it was good, when he walked with Adam and Abraham and all those other people, walked with Enoch and all those kind of things, that's the same guy that John saw on the island of Patmos. And, it's not the guy holding the lamb that we see, pictures of, artist renditions and so forth, or just the guy on the cross. But he's also the guy who says, no, I'm sorry, I will not tolerate sin. And so he's also God of wrath. And that part we frequently don't discuss. But, we need to celebrate his grace if we know his grace. Or we have to belittle him if we don't know it and make him a fraud, which I'm afraid many do. As I interact with people, I've interacted with several people on the vaccine issue, and including several people who have said they will take it. And today heard from somebody who has taken it. So, it is a concern because you want to both gentle and clear. It can be hard, talking about the importance of obedience to Christ is something that doesn't go over well. And the same thing to talk about the fraud that is happening right now in relative to COVID-19 or COVID-1984. So I wrote, I just did a quick email and just a smattering of things. And I think what I'll do is I'll include that email because there's some pictures and some quotes, a bit of history and so forth about the fraud of what we now know as traditional medicine. That's a marketing term. That's fraud. And, the thing that I find so interesting is I hear from people, well, I've tried this. I tried, a natural something. And I was too far gone or this, that, or the other, and so I couldn't. And I'm afraid you've been deceived. You got to do that with grace. But because I am concerned about my own family, I'll include what I wrote. It was just real quick, but I think you'll find in that short email is a whole lot more history than you'll normally hear, and I hope you will find it an encouragement. I want to be an encouragement to my kids, and especially to my lady, whom I love and adore. Dorothy Jane, please take my hand. I love you.